Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, WYLL.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that U.S. consumer prices dipped slightly in March as prices for gasoline and other energy goods dropped. The seasonally adjusted index of consumer prices fell 0.2% last month, as the index for gasoline prices decreased 4.4%. Overall energy prices fell 2.8%. The decline in energy costs was partially offset by an unchanged index of food prices, as dairy prices fell and cereals and bakery product prices rose. This morning, USDA gave us their latest crop progress report for the week ending April 14th. This is the first corn planting report of the season. USDA says 2% of the corn crop is planted versus 16% when we had that ideal weather in the spring last year, and the five-year rolling average of 7%. Winter wheat crop conditions look like this: good to excellent, 36%, fair, 33%, and poor to very poor, 31%. That's a 1% increase from a week ago. The International Monetary Fund today lowered its outlook for the world economy this year, predicting that government spending cuts will slow U.S. growth and keep the Euro Currency Alliance in recession. The Global Lending Organization has cut its forecast for global growth to 3.3% this year, down from its forecast in January of 3.5%. The IMF expects the U.S. economy to expand 1.9% this year. That's below its January estimate of 2.1% and last year's U.S. growth of 2.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,698. It's up almost 100 points. The NASDAQ 3238 is up 22. And the S&P 500 is 1564, and it is up almost 12 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Field working opportunities across the Midwest will be somewhat restricted as we move forward through the next full week, as there are a number of disturbances that will likely put down additional precipitation across the region. The first disturbance that's going to impact the region is a weak frontal boundary that lies across the lower parts of the Midwest, and this frontal boundary will act as a trigger mechanism for some shower and thunderstorm activity as we move forward through the day today and into the day tomorrow. This particular frontal boundary is not going to be a real significant rain producer, but it does keep the cloudiness around and will help to hold the temperatures back, at the same time producing some showers. So there won't be a good drying rate across the region until just before the next major frontal system arrives, and that'll be probably Thursday afternoon in the eastern portions of the Midwest. So field work is not likely to advance very well. Now, on Thursday afternoon, we will see a quick surge of temperatures in the upper 70s and some 80s in the lower eastern Midwest. There may be some sunshine and windy conditions occurring that afternoon, but it will be short-lived because there will be a line of severe thunderstorms that will be forming off to the west and will work its way right across the eastern Midwest as we move forward into the night Thursday night and early on Friday morning. Now, the thunderstorms that are expected are also going to impact the western portions of the Corn Belt. We'll see a lot of this starting to evolve as early as tomorrow night and into Thursday. We'll look for some storminess already impacting parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa as we get forward into the day on Wednesday. The line of thunderstorms will become most significant as we move from Wednesday night into Thursday, though, and at that point we'll likely see some hefty amounts of rainfall along that same line. Some hail and damaging wind will be possible as well, and quite a temperature contrast will occur across the frontal boundary, with temperatures in the 70s and some 80s expected in the eastern Midwest, while readings in the 40s and 50s will be common in the parts of the central and northern plains. Well, the same storm system will actually be producing some adversity in the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt as early as tonight and tomorrow, and that's going to be in the form of rain and snow. Yeah, another snowstorm is likely to impact the Dakotas and Minnesota. We'll likely see some significant accumulations coming out of western Nebraska and southeastern and eastern portions of Wyoming through a big part of South Dakota to west central and northern portions of Minnesota. Some of these areas will see 6 to 10 inches of new snow accumulation, with some counties possibly getting upwards to 12 inches or a little bit more. Now, it'll be a little bit warmer storm system than what we've been seeing, so it will be wet snow, and some of the snow will likely melt as it falls, so it may not accumulate quite as impressively as it did, of course, over the weekend, where there was more than 20 inches reported in south-central portions of North Dakota. But this is still additional moisture that will be coming into the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt and raising that potential for flooding. Already 20 to 30 inches of snow is on the ground in North Dakota and northern portions of South Dakota, as well as in parts of Minnesota. And this new storm system will only add to the potential for serious flooding. Moisture totals with this event will likely run a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, with local totals getting upwards to about an inch and a third. Some areas in southern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota will see mostly rain out of this event, and that will cause some immediate runoff. And then, of course, over the coming weekend, we'll see rising temperatures, and some snow melt will likely begin to take place, adding to the flood potentials. Well, the temperatures across the majority of the Midwest over these next few days will contrast from well below average in the west to well above average in the east, and we'll see those temperatures even out a little bit as we get into the weekend and the early part of next week. Highs this afternoon will be mostly in the 50s and 60s across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest, with a few lower 70s in the Ohio River Valley, while some 30 and 40 degree readings occur in the northwest. We'll see those temperatures contrasting more sharply as we move into Wednesday and Thursday of this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat, 736 and three quarters, up 4 1/4. July, 742 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. May wheat in Chicago, 701, up 7 1/4. July, 705, up 5 3/4. May corn, 657, up 10 1/4. July, 635 and a half, up 7 1/2. And December, 537 1/4, up 5. May soybeans, 1406 and 3/4, up 11 3/4, now 11 1/2. July, 1363 and a half, up 7 1/2. November, at 1211, up 4 1/4. May soybean meal, 397.80, up 450. May soybean oil at 48.49, up 31. April live cattle, 125.10, up 5 cents. April feeders, 136.35, down 25. And May lean hogs at 86.35, up 7 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's a turnaround Tuesday, is it not?
Well, turnaround Tuesday plus yesterday, it was just had nothing to do with grains or what we're growing. It had to do with world economic news. So that's not in the news, and we're back to higher.
I guess after the China GDP 7.7% growth rate had one day of legs on it. Huh?
One day, and they also were talking about Cyprus and Europe in the same breath, and all of that pushed everything down and said, get me out of here. I don't want anything to do with anything. I mean, it was a record two-day down move, I think, in gold. It was down, what, 140 and maybe 80 or something in 2 days. So that pulled everything down. It just, everything was a get-out attitude. And right now we're back to going up like we were last Friday. We have corn up 5 to 10 and you know, beans up 6 to 10, so it's nice to see that plus side.
Too early, I would think, that to make too much of the crop progress report other than to say We're running a little bit behind, which puts a crop progress planning delay in play later on, potentially.
Yeah, and we're going to get rain in the Midwest most of this week. And this area, 1 to 2 inches was common. And it's supposed to rain again today and I think tomorrow. And it's not going to really warm up really well until the next 10 days from now. So we will be a little behind. But, I mean, the thing you got to realize is we can get things planted. Most of everything in this area can be, get planted in a week.
That's right. I mean, if we have a window of a week, we can pretty much put a corn crop in the ground
right.
In this area. A little bit tougher on some of those hills out in Iowa, but still pretty fast.
It's a lot quicker than it used to be. And, you know, corn still planted by May 10th is just as good as corn planted April 10th.
So with the big drop that we saw last week, and we're seeing a nice little run up today, are we going to finish the week higher, Pete?
No, I would expect to. I really would. Yesterday had nothing to do with crops, had to do with world economics. Unless we have more bombs on world economics go off, I would expect us to grind higher into when we actually can plant.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a good one, Dave.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. May corn, 657 and three-quarters, up 11. December, 538 and three-quarters, up 6.5. May beans, 1411 and three-quarters, up 16 and three-quarters. And November at 1213, up 6.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.